Hey coach, just wondering if you had updates on Angham, Zetterberg, Caron, and Svoboda after UConn.
Angham, he won't be available on Thursday. Caron's available, Svoboda's available, Zetterberg's available. They're all those three guys are healthy. Angham is not, so he won't be available for us.
Rick, go ahead.
Hey coach, we've seen some reduced time for the fourth line recently. What's the plan for that line Thursday in terms of skaters and playing time?
I plan on playing them on Thursday. Last game, that wasn't the plan not to give them any ice time. It's just kind of how the game was going. I know we weren't playing for a while. I liked the way the three lines were going. There was some special teams in the first period. The pace of the game was high. They didn't play for a while. I just stuck with the three lines that were going. But yeah, the Svoboda didn't play that game, but they're going to see time on Thursday for sure.
Rich, go ahead.
Hey coach, that shootout at UConn was short and sweet. And my question is, do you dedicate a lot of practice time or some practice time to working with the skaters on the shootout and also with Mikhail on stopping their shootout?
Yeah, we work on the shootout pretty much before the day before every game. We do a shootout at the end of practice. We've done that for a long time. So that's really all we do is the day before the game we do it. It's they've been doing that here for years, and it's a bit of a tradition for the team. I don't know what other teams do, but that's really the only time we work on it. Clearly we have some guys that can put the puck in the net, which certainly helps. And Mikhail and our other goalies get plenty of reps on it from that side of things too.
I'll go back to Rick.
You've talked about the improvements the team has made in the defensive zone in second semester. Are you satisfied now that that part of the team defense is where it needs to be now? And do you feel they're playing with the right amount of urgency?
I think it's still a work in progress. It's definitely been better second half. When we're determined to defend a certain way with all five guys, that's when we're at our best. So yeah, I definitely think it's been better. You're always looking to improve in every area throughout the season. Even though it's late in the season, we're still trying to get better in that area, defend harder, try to limit the time in we spend in our own end, and we've definitely gotten better with that.
Mitch, go ahead.
A few minutes ago, it was announced that Lachance was traded to the Devils, obviously an organization you spent a lot of time with. Just sort of your reaction and for Devils fans out there, thoughts on what Shane can provide for that organization.
Yeah, I think it's great for Shane, great for the Devils. Yeah, he's a guy that is going to fit in with that organization. He's a clearly a great player, but he's got real high character. He's a great teammate. Just a lot of things you look for in a prospect. And yeah, real happy for him. Obviously it's a special place to me, so I'm glad to see him getting picked up by the Devils. So I think he'll be a great fit for their organization.
So yeah, two questions. We have the PCBU game Thursday and was wondering, because those two first games against Providence were so different, what are your takeaways from the first part of the series with them? Maybe what adjustments did you like that your team made from the Friday to the Saturday as well?
Yeah, I just thought, remembering back to the Friday night, I thought we started the game, if I recall, pretty well, and then I thought we got away from it. You got to play a direct game against them. They're difficult to play against. They clog up the neutral zone. They clog up the front of their net. So you got to continue to play a certain way. You got to put pucks behind them and get in on the forecheck and win your pucks that way. If you don't, it's a long night against them because they're strong on their sticks. They're very good defensively. They've added some offensive pieces too that can really hurt you. And I think on Friday night we let some of their offensive guys have a little bit too much time and space. And I just thought we were much better Saturday at home against them. We stayed patient, I thought. The second night and the first night we didn't, and it didn't help us. And I thought the second night we stayed patient, kind of just played the game as it came to us rather than trying to, force things, and I think we're better off because of it.
And my last question is just because we're like, it's hard to believe, but we're almost at the end of the season here. Where do you think your special teams stand now that we're pretty much coming to the playoffs?
Yeah, I like where they're at. The power play has been pretty solid from a percentage standpoint all year long. Anytime you're over 25%, that's pretty good. The penalty kill was a real struggle in the first half. It's been much better the second half. So yeah, I like where our special teams are going into the playoffs here.
I guess we'll close it out, Coach. It's senior night on Thursday, and just want to get your thoughts on this class, both the seniors and the grad students that have been with this program here.
Yeah, it's always a special night. It's a small class from the standpoint of guys that have been here for all 4 years. It is special. I mean, there's guys that are transfers that are seniors, so it's a little different in that regard. Obviously, some grads. It's a little different that way. I think that's you're going to see that happening more and more in college sports. Where maybe you don't have a guy that's been with one school for 4 years. It's a special night, and really appreciate all the guys that number the guys that have been here for a long time, and the guys that have come in more recently. They've made an impact on our program, so it's a special night for them, and looking forward to it.